How to flirt naturally without overthinking it. Flirting is a universal language of connection, yet many people find themselves paralyzed by overthinking when trying to express interest in someone. They worry about saying the wrong thing, coming across as awkward, or facing rejection. But what if you could flirt naturally, effortlessly, and authentically? Natural flirting isn't about memorizing pickup lines or following rigid rules. It's about being present, confident, and genuinely curious about the other person. It's the art of creating a spark without forcing it, of making someone feel seen and appreciated without overwhelming them. When you overthink flirting, you disconnect from the moment. Your mind races through scenarios, critiques your every word, and amplifies your fears. This mental chatter drowns out your natural charm and makes interactions feel stiff and unnatural. The secret to flirting naturally lies in shifting your focus from performance to connection. Instead of trying to impress, focus on enjoying the interaction and learning about the other person. This approach reduces pressure, minimizes overthinking, and allows your authentic self to shine through. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore practical strategies to help you flirt naturally without overthinking it. From mindset shifts and body language techniques to conversation skills and digital flirting tips, you'll learn how to build confidence, create attraction, and handle any situation with grace. Whether you're looking to spark a romantic connection or simply enhance your social interactions, these principles will help you communicate interest in a way that feels genuine and effortless. The psychology behind natural flirting. Understanding why we overthink flirting can help us overcome it. Overthinking often stems from fear of rejection, judgment, or not being good enough. This fear triggers a stress response that clouds our thinking and inhibits our natural social instincts. However, when we approach flirting with a curious and open mindset, we activate different parts of our brain that support creativity, empathy, and connection. Natural flirting is rooted in nonverbal communication and emotional intelligence. Studies show that up to 93% of communication is nonverbal, meaning your body language, tone of voice, and eye contact often speak louder than your words. By focusing on these elements, you can convey interest and confidence without saying much at all. For example, maintaining eye contact signals attention and respect, while an open posture suggests approachability and confidence. Another key aspect is authenticity. People are naturally drawn to those who are genuine and comfortable in their own skin. When you stop trying to be someone you're not and instead embrace your unique qualities, you become more magnetic. This doesn't mean you have to be perfect, it means being real, flaws and all. Authenticity builds trust and makes interactions more meaningful and memorable. Shifting your mindset, from pressure to playfulness. The first step to flirting naturally is to change your mindset. Instead of viewing flirting as a high-stakes performance, see it as a fun and playful exchange. This shift reduces anxiety and allows you to be more present and engaged. Remember, the goal isn't to win someone over, it's to enjoy the interaction and see where it leads. One effective way to adopt this mindset is to focus on curiosity. Be genuinely interested in learning about the other person. Ask open-ended questions, listen actively, and show appreciation for their responses. This not only takes the pressure off you but also makes the other person feel valued and understood. As discussed in this insightful guide on shifting focus away from self-doubt, redirecting your attention outward can dramatically improve your confidence and connection. It's also helpful to reframe rejection. Rejection is not a reflection of your worth, it's simply a mismatch of interest or timing. By accepting that not every interaction will lead to a connection, you free yourself from the fear of failure. This perspective allows you to take more risks, be more expressive, and ultimately have more fun with flirting. Practical techniques for natural flirting. Now let's dive into specific techniques you can use to flirt naturally. These strategies are designed to help you express interest in a way that feels authentic and effortless. Start with eye contact and a smile. Before you even say a word, use eye contact and a warm smile to signal friendliness and interest. This simple gesture can break the ice and make the other person feel comfortable. Hold eye contact for a few seconds longer than usual to create a sense of connection, then look away naturally to avoid staring. Use open and inviting body language, your posture speaks volumes. Stand or sit with an open stance, uncross your arms, lean slightly forward, and keep your hands visible. This conveys openness and approachability. Avoid closed-off positions like crossing your arms or turning away, which can signal disinterest or discomfort. Initiate light physical touch. Appropriate and respectful touch can enhance connection and show confidence. This might be a light touch on the arm during a laugh or a gentle brush when passing by. As highlighted in this Reddit discussion on natural flirting, subtle touch can communicate interest without words. Always be mindful of boundaries and ensure the touch is welcome. Give genuine compliments. Compliments are a powerful flirting tool when they're specific and sincere. Instead of generic praise, focus on something unique about the person, their style, sense of humor, or a skill they've demonstrated. For example, "I love how you tell stories. You have a real talent for making things entertaining." This shows you are paying attention and appreciate their individuality. Ask engaging questions. Questions keep the conversation flowing and show you are interested in the other person. Avoid yes/no questions. Instead, ask open-ended ones that encourage storytelling. For instance, "What's the most adventurous thing you've done recently?" or "What are you passionate about?" This technique is explored in depth in this article on starting conversations, which provides excellent strategies for initiating and maintaining engaging dialogue. Mastering nonverbal communication. Nonverbal cues are the backbone of natural flirting. They convey emotion, intention, and interest in ways words cannot. By becoming more aware of your nonverbal communication, you can enhance your flirting skills significantly. Eye contact. As mentioned, eye contact is crucial. It builds rapport and shows confidence. Try to maintain eye contact about 60 to 70% of the time during conversation, enough to show engagement without making the other person uncomfortable. Facial expressions. Your face expressions emotions and reactions. Smile genuinely, raise your eyebrows in interest, and nod to show you are listening. Avoid a blank or tense expression, which can be off-putting. Posture and movement. Your body language should reflect confidence and relaxation. Stand tall, avoid fidgeting, and use gestures naturally to emphasize points. Mirroring the other person's posture subtly can also create a sense of alignment and connection. Voice tone and pace. How you speak matters as much as what you say. Speak clearly and at a moderate pace. Rushing can signal nervousness, while speaking too slowly might seem disinterested. Vary your tone to convey enthusiasm and emotion. This Vice article on flirting without nervousness offers great tips on using voice and body language to project confidence. Conversation skills that foster connection. Great conversations are the heart of natural flirting. They allow you to learn about the other person, share about yourself, and build mutual interest. Here's how to keep conversations flowing naturally. Active listening. Truly listen to what the other person is saying instead of planning your next response. Show you're engaged by nodding, making eye contact, and responding thoughtfully. Reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding, e.g., "It sounds like you really enjoy traveling because it pushes you out of your comfort zone." Share stories and experiences. Stories are memorable and engaging. Share short, relevant anecdotes that reveal your personality and values. This makes you more relatable and interesting. Avoid monologues. Keep stories concise and invite the other person to share theirs. Find common ground. Look for shared interests or experiences to deepen connection. This could be hobbies, favorite books, travel destinations, or life philosophies. Common ground creates a sense of familiarity and compatibility. Use humor appropriately. Humor lightens the mood and makes interactions enjoyable. Use light, playful humor rather than sarcasm or jokes that might offend. Laughing together builds rapport and creates positive associations. Balance asking and sharing. A good conversation is a balance of give and take. Ask questions to learn about the other person, but also share about yourself to create reciprocity. This Quora thread on nonverbal flirting emphasizes the importance of balanced interaction in building attraction. Handling awkward moments and rejection. Even with the best techniques, flirting doesn't always go smoothly. Awkward moments and rejection are part of the process. How you handle them can make all the difference. Embrace awkwardness. Awkward moments are normal and often endearing. If you say something clumsy or there's an uncomfortable silence, acknowledge it lightly, e.g., "Well, that came out awkwardly." And move on. This shows you're human and don't take yourself too seriously. Recover gracefully. If you make a mistake, recover with humor or humility. For example, if you forget someone's name, you might say, "I'm so sorry, my mind just went blank. Can you remind me of your name?" Most people will appreciate the honesty. This resource on recovering from embarrassing moments provides valuable strategies for turning blunders into opportunities. Handle rejection with dignity. If someone isn't interested, respect their decision gracefully. Thank them for their time, wish them well, and move on without bitterness. Remember, rejection is not personal, it's often about timing or compatibility. Learn and adapt. Use every interaction as a learning experience. Reflect on what worked and what didn't, and adjust your approach accordingly. Over time, you'll become more skilled and confident. Building confidence over time. Confidence is the foundation of natural flirting. It allows you to be authentic, take risks, and handle challenges with poise. Here's how to build and maintain confidence. Practice regularly. Like any skill, flirting improves with practice. Put yourself in social situations regularly to build comfort and competence. Start with low-pressure environments and gradually challenge yourself. Focus on strengths. Identify your unique qualities and strengths, whether it's your sense of humor, kindness, or curiosity, and lean into them. Confidence comes from embracing who you are rather than trying to be someone else. Visualize success. Before social interactions, visualize yourself flirting naturally and confidently. Imagine positive outcomes and how good it feels to connect with others. This mental rehearsal reduces anxiety and primes you for success. Celebrate small wins, acknowledge and celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Did you start a conversation with someone new? Give a genuine compliment. These are wins that build momentum. Avoid comparison. It's easy to compare yourself to others and feel inadequate, but everyone has their own style and pace. Focus on your journey rather than measuring yourself against others. This guide on stopping comparisons offers practical tips for maintaining self-confidence in social settings. Advanced flirting techniques. Once you've mastered the basics, you can incorporate advanced techniques to enhance your flirting further. Create tension and anticipation, use pauses, playful teasing, and subtle challenges to create emotional tension. This keeps interactions exciting and engaging. For example, you might say, "I have a feeling you're trouble," with a smile to spark curiosity and playfulness. Use storytelling to evoke emotion. Stories that evoke emotion, whether humor, inspiration, or vulnerability, create deeper connections. Share experiences that reveal your values and passions. Personalize your approach. Tailor your flirting style to the person and situation. Pay attention to their responses and adjust accordingly. This shows emotional intelligence and adaptability. Incorporate playfulness. Flirting should be fun. Use games, challenges, or inside jokes to keep things light and enjoyable. For example, you might playfully bet on something and make the loser buy coffee. These techniques are explored in videos like this one on natural flirting and this guide on flirting without fear of non-reciprocation, which provide visual examples and deeper insights. Digital flirting tips. In today's world, much flirting happens online. Here's how to flirt naturally in digital spaces. Craft personalized messages. Avoid generic openers like "Hey" or "How are you?" Instead, reference something specific from their profile or previous interactions. For example, "I saw you're into hiking, what's your favorite trail?" Use emojis and GIFs sparingly. Emojis and GIFs can add playfulness and emotion to text, but use them judiciously to avoid seeming immature or overbearing. Keep conversations balanced. Don't overwhelm with long messages or rapid-fire texts. Match the other person's pace and style to maintain comfort and engagement. Transition to real life. If there's mutual interest, suggest moving the conversation offline, e.g., "I'd love to continue this conversation over coffee sometime." Be mindful of tone. Without nonverbal cues, tone can be misinterpreted. Read your messages aloud to ensure they sound friendly and respectful. Conclusion. Flirting naturally without overthinking is a skill anyone can develop with practice and the right mindset. It's about being present, authentic, and genuinely interested in the other person. By shifting your focus from performance to connection, mastering nonverbal cues, and embracing both success and failure as learning opportunities, you can become a confident and effective flirt. Remember, the goal isn't to be perfect, it's to enjoy the process of connecting with others. Whether you're flirting in person or online, these strategies will help you communicate interest in a way that feels natural and effortless. So take a deep breath, smile, and let your authentic self shine through. With time and practice, you'll find that flirting becomes not just easier, but genuinely fun and rewarding. For further reading on preparing for social interactions without overanalyzing, check out this resource on mindful social preparation, which offers additional techniques for reducing anxiety and enhancing presence.